Again, I no sleep. Something is.
What were you writing about?
About the. There are four books. They are out of press. So I'm going to reprint. So some correction. And about Nautic Dham Parikrama in Hindi. In Bengali there are so many books. In Hindi there are many books. All Gaud Mandal plus Nautic Mandal. And what has been related in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya
Bhagavata. The copyright, you should make sure about your, when you write and publish your book, the copyright.
Okay.
Someone, the book should be copyrighted. There should be copyright.
So that none can publish.
Yes, or if you want everybody to publish, then don't copyright. What is your desire?
As a Rupa Goswami, what he has done.
No copyright. Because that book, Krishna's Holy Land, there was some copyright.
Yeah.
That Jagannath Das wrote his own name as a copyright.
I have prohibited him not to do.
But he did that in that book. But I have inquired and found out that whoever the author is, he has actually got the copyright, no matter what is said, unless he gives.
I have not seen yet what he has done, but I am strictly forbidden not to do anything like you have done. I cannot do, Namin cannot do, or any of our society cannot do, or to whom I can give this, they cannot do. I don't.
I have told your Maharaj before. Come as a wizard, that Buddhism can hear Maharaj's name.
He put in his own name.
Yeah. I have told him.
But I found out from one person that unless Maharaj gives in writing the permission, it doesn't matter what Jagannath has written, he does not have the copyright. Maharaj has the copyright.
I know. I have not given any permission, anything. He wanted this permission.
Yeah.
I told, I will never give. Then he became furious and began to weep and jump. I told him that you are very swarthy. I have given everything without anything. What I do for all, not for me or any special person. Rupa Goswami or Vyasadeva have even not given his name that I am author of this book. They were very broad-minded. Some books are so that even anyone does not know that who has written these books. We don't want bhakti, but we want money, fame and all these things. Yeah. What?
Madhurya Kadambini.
By reading, you can do everything. only revise. Questions before?
I don't know if we have any specific questions about Madhuri Kadambini.
You have read something?
We read the first chapter.
You also?
We all.
Anything that you cannot follow? Perhaps you have, you follow all these things. एक तो हल्का हल्का चलिए दे खूब हल्का कम से कम अगर जूता टा उधर ना नहीं आ जाते उधर वो कौन उधर से कौन ले गया एक घंटे के खाने नहीं गला एक खाने These are commentaries?
It is the same as what he has.
Hmm. The commentary?
No, it is a translation.
Translation?
By?
Of commentary. By?
No, translation of the Madhurya Kadambini by Banu Swami. You know one Japanese sannyasi who lives in Mayapur much of the time with his time?
He's
a disciple of our Guru Maharaj. He knows Bengali and some Sanskrit also.
Oh, you have? What? You have done?
No. So, Vishwanath Chakrabarti quotes the verse, Dana Vrata Tapa Homa Japa Swadhyaya Sanyamai. Shayobhir Vividas Sanyam Krishna Bhakti Visadhyate. Devotion to Krishna is accomplished by such things as charity, austerity, homa, japa, study, sense control, and other pious activities. Then the translation of Vishwanath Chakrabarti says, however, this statement refers to bhakti in the mode of material goodness, which belongs to the system of dhyana, rather than the transcendental, fully spiritual bhakti in the category of prema. Then he says, of course, some people say that charity refers to giving to Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, that vrata or austerity refers to such ratas as ekadasi. Thus they are all angas or limbs of sadhana bhakti. To say that bhakti is attained by these angas is not correct, for this simply means that bhakti is caused by bhakti. So, what is this bhakti in the mode of material goodness which belongs to the system of jnana?
That's what?
What is bhakti in the mode of goodness?
Bhakti
in the mode of material goodness which belongs to the system of jnana.
First Vrishti.
Yeah.
First.
He quotes one shloka. Dhanavrata.
Not Dhanavrata, here.
Dhanavrata sap homa napas patyas anya mai shreyo bhira vividai chanya krishne bhaktir vidat yate. You want that as well.
You understand?
He wants an explanation.
You can tell? There are two slokas here, quite opposite meaning. Bhaktir sadhyate, bhakti na sadhyate. Understand? By yoga, sankhya, dan, vrata, tapa, adhari means yajna, sannyasai, na yatmanam api prapnuvat. If anyone is following yoga, sankhya, dan, vrata, tapa, first sloka, and yajna, everything, with very care, yet they cannot have bhakti. No? That is first thing. And anywhere else in Srimad Bhagavata, this is sloka of Srimad Bhagavata. And dana brata tapa homa svadhyaya sanyamai sriyo bibi vidhaischa anyai krishne bhakti hi sadhyate. And here it is written that by dan, brat, tap, hom, swadhyay, sanyam, sriyobhi, vividhai, and other by means, bhakti can be have. No? So, by these different opinions, different
statement.
First is quite right. Quite right here. Second, by dan brata and svadhyaya sanyam, by this ang, bhakti cannot be. So many places it has been written, authentic books, or Goswamis has also written like this. But why? Here is Bhakti Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling that there are three kinds of bhakti: karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, and visuddha bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti. Following? Here it has been told for jnana mishra bhakti. Jnana pradhani bhuta. Understand? Pradhani bhuta. Jnana is superior there. And bhakti is for sadhana of jnana. So, here bhakti is subordinate to that jnana. So, jnana bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti can be achieved by all these things. But prema bhakti, suddha bhakti cannot be achieved.
Not uttam bhakti.
Not uttam bhakti. Like brahma bhuta prasannatmana sochati nakankshati samasarvesh bhuteshu मद भक्तिं लभते पराम. दिस इज ज्ञान मिश्रा भक्ति. एंड आफ्टर दैट इफ एनी एसोसिएशन ऑफ वैशुद्ध वैष्णव इज फाउंड देन दे कैन गो इन उत्तमा भक्ति. और ही हैज विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती हैड टोल्ड दान मीन्स टू गिव नॉट दान. There are two kinds of giving. One is dan, meaning having some motive for giving anything to anyone. Sakam. And for service, anything can be given to Guru Vaishnav. Having no desire to receive anything for that thing. So, dan means dadati, pratigrahnati, guhyam makhyati, prichati, bhunte, bhojyate, chaiva, sarvidham. That dan. To give Vaishnavas or Guru or to Krishna anything is dan here. And vrata ekadasi, janamashtami, this vrata. गौर जन्माष्टमी इत्यादि. तप तप मैंने एकादशी तप कार्तिक व्रत तप दीज आर तप. होम होम मैंने वैष्णव होम. जप गोपाल मंत्र कामगायत्री गुरु मंत्र ऑल जप. स्वाध्याय श्रीमद् भागवतम चैतन्य चरितम एंड ऑल अदर बुक्स लाइक संयम युक्त वैराग्य. युक्त वैराग्य नो युक्त वैराग्य. बाय दिस साधन भक्ति विल बी डन एंड आफ्टर दैट भाव भक्ति विल कम एंड देन उत्तमा भक्ति विल कम. ठीक है.
That is the way to reconcile. And then bhakti is caused by bhakti because they are.
Bhakti is bhakti. Because to give anything for the service of Guru and Vaishnav is bhakti. To chant, to jap, Gopal mantra and all these things is bhakti. Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Vrat are bhakti. Everything are here. Why he has kept the name of this book Madhurya Kadambini?
The cloud holds the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is...
Cloud holds the mercy
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is falling on the seed to nourish the bhakti. The cloud gets the water from the ocean. So the ocean of mercy is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. And then he's returning that, he's pouring that down. And then this is what Maharaj is saying.
Here he's explaining Nautha Bhakti as seed in our heart. गुरु कृष्ण कृपाए पाए भक्ति लता दी इन चैतन्य चैतन्य मर्सी ऑफ गुरु और मर्सी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु भगवान वी कैन हैव दिस सीड ऑफ भक्ति दीज आर सस्य श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पाद सेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दस साक्षात निवेदन और फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ भक्ति अरे तो बंद है कल पखाटा बंद और फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ भक्ति एस्पेशली वेरी हेल्पफुल फॉर रागानुगा साधु संग नाम कीर्तन भागवत श्रवण मथुरा वास श्री मूर्ति श्रद्धा Srimukti Sevan, like Raghunath Das Goswami, has served Srimukti. Arupa Sanatan Govinda Madan Mohan. Gopal Bhatta as a Radharaman. Bhav Seva. And Mathura Bas means Navadvip Bas, Puri Bas, especially Vrindavan, Radhakund, Shyamkund, all these places. If not by body, by mind. By mind is perhaps superior. If an unqualified person lives in Vrindavan or in Radhakund and takes daily bath in Radhakund, but mentally he is not in Radhakund, and he is not anything gaining from good association, then it is better to live by mind if he is qualified. So we should be very careful to live in Vrindavan or Radhakunda or anywhere. I have seen so many bogus persons don't know anything, only doing aparad. They live in Vrindavan and Radhakund and all other places. Only bogus person. So, this should be prepared to live by quality, not outwardly. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, भागवत माने स्पेशली बाय टीका कमेंट्रीज एंड ऑलवेज थिंकिंग अबाउट ऑल दिस कमेंट्रीज स्पेशली आई प्रेफर सनातन गोस्वामी ठाकुर जी गोस्वामी एंड सनातन गोस्वामी आर ओरिजिन ऑफ ऑल दिस बट ये ही हैज डन सो ब्यूटिफुली Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and useful for us. So these are sasya. Sasya means seeds, like feet and all other things. Sasya.
They are like water or like seeds, the seven and
kirtanam.
Corn.
Bija.
Not bean. Rice, paddy, all these things are called corn.
Grain.
Anna. Sasya. Fruit may be all these things. Or Navajat Bhakti. By the grace of Guru, by the grace of Vaishnavas, if he has new bhakti here, these are called sasya, grains and all other things. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives jivani shakti, light. Clouds give rain shower, and by that everything gets new life. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is clouds, and from there rain showers are coming. He is telling that in English it has been written, perhaps everything. You understand all these things.
But we especially like to hear from Nayamaraj.
Your time is very precious.
When I read this, it is very dry and abstract. But when I hear you, then it's different.
Here, or prarabdha. Prarabdha, you know?
Manifest.
Our acts of previous births. These are called sanskar or prarabdha, by which our this birth is going on.
Karma.
Like
karma.
Like?
Karma.
Karma.
The fruit of karma. To test we have come in this life.
Mature. It's the mature fruit.
Fruit.
Of the
previous karma.
Our current situation.
Yeah. These are so many. First is avidya, then aprarabdha karma, and lakhs of births all are gathered there. Karma fruit, aprarabdha.
Karma phal.
Karma phal. Koot means these heap of all karmas, and prarabdha. Among them, some are to give fruit. They are not in a position to give fruit at that time. After so many years, they will give fruit. So they are called aprarabdha. Now our karma for this body is prarabdha karma. By that prarabdha karma, we are being heated. What meaning?
Burning.
We are burning. Always. Three tap. If there is no rain falling, but yet clouds are there, there is something gained. All his
release.
And we hope that there will be shower, rain shower. So every river means our heart, is so much prafulla, not satisfied. It becomes so glad, happy. Happy means something, but or ullas.
Joyful.
Nirankush kripa. Nirankush kripa. Nirankush in original. Nirankush means whether he may be papi or not papi, he may be durachari, not durachari, anyone he may be. He has sraddha or not, anything. But he, when he comes in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is merciful. So, here he is telling that my heart is like a tree which is in Marubhumi, desert, no? And it is about to be dry. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy as a cloud is seen, it is very joyful. And if there is rainy shower, before rainy shower, by abhar, bhaktir abhar, prema bhakti, that is bhav. His mercy can give prem. He is telling that before rainy shower, that is in abhas, bhav bhakti, this tree becomes so green.
Already.
What to tell when rain will be? So I pray for Satya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
This is very good. I think that you should go go through it step by step, because whatever we may have, as Satrumar said, it is more dry. And when you speak it, it is much better, more clearly realized.
Yes, exactly the point. It's like the shower.
Like Jagai Madhai. Chapal Gopal, you know Chapal Gopal? And like Kushtavipra in Deccan, South India. Kushtavyadi? And there are so many instances that those who came in touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what may be they turn in prema bhakti. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti is praying for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A man can tell that, why you praying from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? Because he is ready to, he is anyhow वो प्रेम देने के लिए वो स्वयं आतुर हैं. He is what आतुर? Whether you will want or not want, he has come to give you surely prema bhakti. Then why? What is the use of praying? One thing is there. Kala Krishna Das, you know, who went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not have that mercy. Or someone like that fellow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is not bound by anything. He is Svatantra, Nirankush. Nirankush means for an elephant, Ankush is needed. Ankush.
Yeah. Goat. The elephant goat. G-O-A-D. Goat.
G-O-A-D.
Goat.
G-O-A-D.
G-O-A-D.
Goat. Is needed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this mercy is not
doesn't require a goat.
He is Nirankush. Nirankush means no reason, nothing.
Causeless.
He can do his mercy upon any man without any reason. So, he will do all other, but I may be escaped. He is fearing. So he is praying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give him mercy. He is telling that Samadam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasakhyatma Nivedanam. In 64, among 64 bhaktis, these are pramukh, these are important. Bhakti can be had only by the mercy of bhakti. or by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the mercy of Bhakta. But three are the same thing. The mercy of Bhakta is mercy of God and mercy of Bhakti also. How? How?
God acts through the devotee.
Huh?
The Lord bestows His mercy in the form of sending the devotee. The devotee is more merciful.
That may be.
Power of attorney.
By bhakti, bhakti comes. This theory may be wrong. By telling that by the mercy of bhakta, bhakti is coming.
But a bhakta has devotion in his heart, so it is coming from bhakti.
This is one thing. Anywhere it has been stated that if Bhagwan is giving bhakti to anyone, why he is not giving to all? Why he is especially giving to anyone? Right? So if God gives by the mercy of God, Krishna, bhakti comes. It is
favoritism.
Partiality. Okay. If a bhakta gives bhakti to anyone, it is also partiality. But he is telling that for Madhya Bhakta, it is not partiality. For God, it may be partiality.
Not a fault.
Huh?
It is not a fault. It is not a fault.
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 It is fault.
If Madhya Bhakta gives, it is adosha.
If Bhagavan gives, Krishna gives, it may be called as a fault. If Uttamadhikari gives, it also may be as a fault. But if Madhyamadhikari gives, it is no fault. Why? Because it has been stated in Srimad Bhagavat that prema maitri kripa apeksha ja karo pisa madhyama. Those who do prema to Krishna and maitri to Vaishnavas and kripa to inferiors and upeksha to those who are opposite of bhakti. It is the lakshan of Madhyamatyari bhakti. So if he gives no harm, no
dosha,
no fault. But without mercy of Krishna, a bhakta cannot give. Bhagavat kripa is on gamani of bhakta kripa. When uttamadhikari cannot do any prarthana that oh God give him prema bhakti. He can do?
He's equal to all.
Equal to all. But a special thing is that he knows that everyone has bhakti. Uttam adhikari. He sees everyone as Uttam Bhakta. He knows that everyone, even Kansa has prema bhakti. He does not see anything without prema bhakti. All are serving by direct or indirect, they are all loving Krishna and doing service to Krishna. So he will not pray for anyone that he should have your mercy. But Madhyam Adhikari does not see like this because he is not Uttam Bhakta. If any Uttam Bhakta prays for anyone, that is, he comes at that time in any reason, he has come to Madhyam Adhikari. This is the act of Madhyam Adhikari. So Madhyam Adhikari can pray for Krishna mercy, and by hearing, Krishna will fulfill his wish, because it is karuna of Krishna. So it is not fault for Krishna to fulfill the Madhyam Adhikari wish and to give mercy to anyone. So here three things are from bhakti. Krishna has samvid am hradini in his heart. Bhakta also from Krishna, they had this thing, and this is called bhakti. So there is no fault.
When the Madhyam Adhikari, he gives, it seems like he can only give, he can give sadhana bhakti, he cannot give siddha bhakti, the Madhyam Adhikari. It seems like only Uttama Bhava Bhakta can give sadhya bhakti.
That is true. They can only four paths. Narad, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they can be praying. As a friend, equal. There are so many things. So this Nodha Bhakti can be had from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy. Without mercy, we cannot have this thing. And this bhakti, sadhan bhakti, paripak is bhav bhakti, and paripak of bhav bhakti is prem. Paripak means written.
Written.
Purvarti Acharya. Second.
What is the verse, Sanskrit verse?
Bhaktai bhakti purvai srita tantu rasam pasyed jattadhi tang nomi satakam rupanam priya janam hare.
We can only, is there an example given of it from some other shastra? Then we can find it.
This is in Mool.
We don't have that.
Mool? Only on translation.
No, we have the when he gives an example from some other scripture, some shloka, then we have that.
And original?
Original, we only have the translation, not the
scripture. Not original.
No, we don't have the Sanskrit. We only just like here's the original. Whenever he quotes some Sanskrit, just like Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that he is given.
Oh. And
other things he has only given the English translation.
Okay.
So when you speak a new part, if you tell us some example of some sloka, then we will.
Bhakti purvai sita tan turasam pasyet jatadit. For Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. Second. Brahma Puchha Pratishtha. Before this, original, very beginning, very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is meaning he, what he has given?
I pay my continual obeisances to Sri Rupa Goswami, dearmost of the Lord, by whose mercy the intelligence is attained to see bhakti manifesting its complete bhakti.
He is here telling that a speciality of Rupa Goswami. And here the specialty of bhakti before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many persons, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, and Navajogendra, about whom in Srimad Bhagavat so many things are given. They have done bhakti to Krishna, but not like Rupa Sanatan. They have done. So their bhakti was not as a rush, but what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, or all other Goswami have given bhakti. This bhakti is a rasa sarupa. Prahlad Maharaj bhakti is called only Gyan Misra bhakti. Not Gyan Misra, but kya wo Gyan? Gyan. Prahlad Maharaj is Gyani bhakta. Sanak Sanandan Sanatani are also Gyani bhakta. What is the meaning of Gyani bhakta? Not Nirvisheshvadi here. Gyani means they always remember that Krishna is seen as a boy, but he is Saraiswaryasali.
He is the Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord. I am very part and particles of that. Here only Dasya Bhakti can be done. No Prima Bhakti. So all others, other Bhakti, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are practicing only that kind of Aishwaryamai Bhakti. And what definition has he given of Vaishnavata in Srimad Bhagavatam? Okay, slok tari. The Akrita Doha Badanya. Kripalu Akrita Doha Badanya. Mridhi, Suchi, Akinchan, there are 26 qualities of Uttam Bhakta. But last one is Krishna, Krishnaika Saran. Krishnaika Saran means those who are full surrendered to Krishna. If this only one virtue is not there among 26, then all are in vain. No? And if bhakti, mane, surrender bhakti, that is saranagati, is there, then all virtues are virtues. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that iho bhajya saranagati. No? Saranagati is no doubt very good thing. But it is not Prema Bhakti. It can give an entrance in Bhakti Rajyamalli. So, Najogendra and all others in 11th Skanda of Srimad Bhagavat, they are doing Bhakti. They know and they realize, there are realized souls even, but not doing Braja Bhakti. Only Vaikuntha Bhakti they can give or they can practice. Theek hai? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this Bhakti only to a few number of persons, not to all. Those who came in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave them. But Rupa Goswami, by writing in books and practicing in Vrindavan, he has done sulabh for all. Sulabh means available for us also.
Easy to obtain.
Whether we can do or not, but we can have greed by reading his books. And we'll have any source, we will discover any source, how to get it. If there was no Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and books of Raghunath Das Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti, Thakur Jiva Goswami, we are quite blind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave, and that's all.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Previously you said that a Rupa Nuga Vaishnava must be a Madhurya Bhakta, must be in the line of Rupa Goswami, following in the footsteps of the gopis. But perhaps someone could say that a Rupa Nuga Vaishnava should be a Braja Bhakta, someone who is following the Brajavasis. It may be in Sakya Ras, may be in parental mood, or it might be in conjugal mood, but any one of them is a Rupa Nuga Vaishnava.
They will be Raganuga Bhakta. And among Raganuga Bhakta, some will be as a Rupanuga. Every Rupanuga is Raganuga. But every Raganuga is not Rupanuga. They are all Raganuga.
Just like someone may read even so many of the things that Rupa Goswami has written. And there is not only the conjugal mood, but there are some very nice lilas involving Subal, Saka. So they will become nourished.
They will be certainly, but Vallabhacharya has also did so in his books. And all other Chatur Sampradaya Vaishnavas has done so. So it is Raganuga. Especially his own heart will be seen here. If they are following Rupa Goswami, what he was doing, not written. He has written for general so many things. But what he has done to follow me is Rupanuga. Those who are not following Rupa Goswami activities and his inner motives, then he is not. Sanatana Goswami has all. Sanatana, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and you have read Padyavali?
Yeah.
The writers of poems, all are Raganuga, so whom Rupa Goswami has collected, but they are not
Raganuga.
Raganuga Bhakti was there. Here he is telling this thing in this Brishti. That all acharyas before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Rupa Goswami. They may be Raganuga also. They may be. But there is chance to go in Vaikunthiya Bhakti, like Prahlad Maharaj or all others. Only Srimad Bhagavat Pesi, Vritrasur Vishi, something there, but not openly he has written.
What is that thing?
This is Swakiya Bhav, it may be Parkiya. He has not told clearly all these things.
Right here.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked it. Jiva Goswami has written so much on these slokas.
But in Padyavali, we see that some of the poets, they have written very beautiful things about the inner mood of Srimati Radhika. Surely they must have been not only Raghunuga, but even they must be...
No, they have written so many things, but as a dasi they have not told. No, Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, they cannot be told. They are not following the Rupa Manjari. So how they can be told Rupanuga? Those who are following every actions and wishes of Rupa Goswami. As Rupa Goswami has two shapes. One parikara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and one parikara of Krishna. By inner he is associates of Srimati Radhika, and upper he is as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu parikar, but he is sadhak there. And innerly he is not sadhak. So those who follow both things of Rupa Goswami is Rupanuga. When he is Rupmanjari, he has no other anything, no other sight for Sakhyarasa or Vatsalyarasa or Dasyarasa. Even not Kamanuga. In Kamanuga, only this maid servant of only Srimati Radhika as a Manjari. So those who are following this, they are Rupanuga.
And as a sadhaka, as Rupa Goswami, he may have sight of other things.
All other things. He is associating with Sakhya, Bhava, Murari Gupta, Anupam Goswami. He is meeting with all of them. But inner, he will not meet. He can meet only to have any business for Radhika. How Krishna can be have, how we can meet Krishna, Radhika will meet Krishna. For this only sala, paramarsha. Paramarsha means? What is the meaning of paramarsha?
Suggestion.
For any suggestion. Like Rupmanjari can meet Subal for suggestion. He can meet Sridham also. Subal, Madhu Mangal, she can meet. But not that he will have the idea of that Sakya.
Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Satyam Jena Mitale. So Rupa Goswami has established both the sadhaka and the siddha desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world.
Manubhishtam means you will have to think here. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya vatiranah kalau samarpayitum unnato jalarasangsi bhakti siya. Especially this thing. Unnata ujjala rasa, unnata ujjala rasang swabhakti sriyam. Here, anything, anywhere I have seen of Srila Bhakti Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he is telling that Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given unnat ujjvala rasa. He has not come to give unnat ujjvala rasa. Unnat ujjvala rasa of his Radhika Devi. He has come to enjoy that thing. So it is only, it is within Srimati Radhika. Unnata ujjvala rasa, parakiya bhava, visuddha, mahabhava. That's it called unnata ujjvala rasa. Swabhakti. Swabhakti here, Srimati Radhika is Swabhakti of Krishna. Swamanin,
oh.
Krishna, who fulfills every desire of Krishna. Bhakti means seva. So here Swabhakti means Srimati Radhika, and he is of Unnat Ujjala Rasa. He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has not come to give all these things. He has come to enjoy all these things. But he has come to give his Sriyam. Sriyam means Swabhakti Sriyam. Sriyam means Sobha. Sobha means beauty. That is, if a creeper has manjari, without manjari, anything has something lacking. If you touch the creeper, manjari will be second.
More.
And this is beauty of this creeper. So Radhika's beauty, Sri Armanjari's, and their bhava he came to give these things for Jiva. Not Radhika bhava. Very important thing, most sacred thing. I think that the Red Chaitanya, so many persons are Red Chaitanya Chaitanya. Radhika bhava. Radhika bhava he came to enjoy. Understand something?
Do you have a question? He came to enjoy it, not to give it. Radhika bhava.
Radhika bhava. And Radhika bhava, Sri means Shobha, Sandarya, beauty. Beauties are manjari. So manjari bhava he has come to give manjari bhava. This is general thing. For jeev. Jeev cannot have Radha bhava. They Radha Dasi, they can have. S. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave them Radha Dasi bhava. And it is clearly written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. So, Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dialogue.
Can every jiva accept this if he is purified, or just some jivas who have that seed in their heart?
Only the jivas who has seed like this. Every jiva. Every seed cannot be mango. They cannot be, they may be of others. So, every jiva has a special kind of soul.
So everyone who is attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement doesn't mean they are necessarily have this, will attain this manjari bhava.
No, surely, but they have chance.
Yes,
surely.
We are preaching very widely, all over India, all over the world. People are taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Now, as he asked, will they necessarily be attracted in this way? The seed in their heart may not be. But
no. We see that someone comes and joins and again goes. To Ramanuj, Madhva, or other, they go. They also go to hell also.
Hell bhava.
Narak bhava.
So, everyone has not the same thing. But I think that the touched stone, he can attract only iron rod, iron, not others. So, with see that so many persons, those persons who are attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have something to be attracted.
Would it be more accurate to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give came to give Manjari Bhav than Raganuga in
this
general?
That
when it
condition.
Says Madhurya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that Madhurya refer to just the gopis or spontaneous devotion?
Only the bhav who Rupa Goswami that has, only it is to give for Jeeves. Not of Shyamala, Bhadra, Srimati Radhika, Chandra, only this bhav cannot be given. They are beyond Mahabhav. So Jeev can be can have only Radha Dasi Bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this bhav and to enjoy Radha Bhav. Though it is not clearly written anywhere, but by instances and by preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by writing of Rupa Goswami and all other, we see it clearly.
Someone is attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. They may also be attracted to Nityananda Prabhu. They may also be in Sakyabhava.
They may be. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many bhakti are there.
Nityananda had such a big, so many of his sakas are there, friends.
It may be. No harm. Among them, a few person will have this madhur bhav.
Some people have the seed of Vaikuntha bhav. But if somebody, if they're practicing in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, but they don't come in touch with this?
At first, no swarup. Whether they can join Ramanuj, Madhva, Mahaprabhu or anything. After going some anartha, then it will be just. No sarup at all is this time. When anartha goes, and when he has some ruchin, even nishtha cannot give this thing. When his ruchi will come, asakti will come, it can be said a little, that what his sarup may be.
But some people have the seed of Vaikuntha Bhav in their heart. Some people have that. Just like Narada Muni.
Bhishma.
Narada also.
Narada has every kind of. He has so many sarup. He may be Sakya, he may be of Vaikuntha, he may be of Swarga, he may be. Where Krishna Lila is going on, he is in so many forms. And he is capable, he is able to be in so far.
He said a bhakta practicing still has an artist, but he is interested to hear about Swarupa and Gopi Manjari Bhav. What is that interest? What is that inclination? It's not, you say that's not Swarupa yet. What is that?
In general, these feelings of world, it may be also.
May that be encouraged? May that be encouraged?
His question is,
this should be encouraged for Vaidhi Bhakti.
But he begins to hear now more than Vaidhi Bhakti. He may be encouraged even though he still has an artist.
If he has earnest desire. Otherwise, he will lose something. Those who are practicing Raganuga, they can judge it. Whether this should be or not. But In these conditions, no sign of Raganuga Bhakti can be seen and also be not judged. You are understanding? When doing Sadhana Bhakti, Nada Bhakti and all other bhaktis, and he has actual greed. Actual greed means no attachment at all, only towards Krishna, as Bilva Mangal. He has so much attachment. But when he inclined towards Krishna, he never saw this bad here and there. Only one towards Krishna.
But it sometimes seems that a Raganuga Vaishnava, he can see a spark in someone, even though there may be so many anarchists, and by his sarusanga, he can fan that spark so much, it seems that way.
We can know something by Jaiva Dharma, by Vijay Kumar and Vajanath and their preceptors. We can have some idea.
I think your clock is not working right.
Achha.
It works too quickly. It needs to be taken to the shop.
We'll check it for you.
Achha, so he is telling that. He is telling that Uddhava is Bhakta, Narada, Shuka, Jamunacharya. Who is Jamunacharya? Guru of Brahma. Nath Muni, Goda Devi. These are of Ramanuja Sampradaya. Goda Devi, Ishvakiya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. So Nath Muni is also of Madhurya Bhav. They have done seva to Krishna with prem. Without prem, in Vaikuntha also there is prem. Vaikunthiya prem. But they have done it. But raga lakhana, braja bhakti, they have not done. Rupa Goswami has so the path. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, firstly, he inspired in the heart of Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami and others. And they have shown in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu or by their practice. So, here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, first of all, praying Rupa Goswami by His grace, this bhakti can be had.
This is a very nice way to go, slowly but surely through everything.
So many things can be.
So much will come. Now, tomorrow is our party. Remember, we discussed about going on party from.
Tomorrow? For 11? What is the date?
Tomorrow will be 11.
Oh.
Today is a very lucky day, according to the Chinese.
Chinese?
Double 10 it is called.
Achha.
Because it's 10th October.
Achha.
October is the 10th month, and it's the 10th day. It's a very good day, according to the Chinese.
Achha.
So we have come to you.
You will come tomorrow?
You were mentioning Bandi Ravan.
When you will come?
You should say.
When? Hanuman?
You tell us now.
What will be?
Six. Convenience should be yours. How to get back in the right time for you. You should calculate when you want to come back and then decide when you should leave.
If he start from here six, or before six, you can. If it is convenient for you to come before 6.
We will be here early at 5:30.
We come here at 5:30.
And then when you are ready to go, we will go.
I will be ready. No late.
We'll be here at
5:30. Huh? तो गाड़ी है बंद रहेगी और वहाँ पर जाएंगे तब तक 6:30 बजे एक घंटा डेढ़ घंटा लग जाएगा। अभी इतनी हम तो जाते हैं बाहर में टहलने के लिए, अभी मुझा उजा सब ले लेंगे, देरी होएगा लगा उसमें। यू कैन कम, वी कैन स्टार्ट फ्रॉम 6 फ्रॉम हियर।
व्हाट अबाउट योर ब्रेकफास्ट?
व्हाट विल ब्रिंग?
We will bring some things. Some puff rice.
You can.
What things do you like?
He takes chickpeas also.
I want only Giriraj Prem. You can bring some Prem for me. That's what we do.
Is Mansarov close enough to see too?
Huh?
When we see Bandiravan,
huh?
Can we also see Mansarov?
Huh? Yeah. Come. In the way, it will be about 2 or 3 miles interior. We can go. Bandirvan and Mansarov.
Shamvan?
Huh?
Shamvan. Shamvan.
Shamvan?
Is right.
Sridham. It is Bandirvan.
Yes.
Within Bandirvan.
So much deeper lumber.
Mm. You have gone once with me?
No, not with you.
Who?
Just the panda has took me.
Take. We'll go 3 things. In the way we will chant, and coming we will chant. Take it.
Not
doing
so much.
But we very deep, very excited.
We all feel that we have made some progress.
You think so?
Yes, and our questions are coming.
What?
When you read the text and speak, then it brings out questions.
But very mango.
God bless you.
Why?
We are God lovers.
But I am a thief. I cannot discriminate anymore.
He is chief.
He is the biggest thief. He is the leader of the thieves.
Very innocent. Anything to steal.
Perhaps you have stolen your guru heart.
This is his specialty.
They are earning by honest means, but I'm not capable. So I have to steal. I have no choice.
I will have some fruits from here, and if
we will bring some things also, we'll have a picnic.
Just like Mangashi.
Yeah.